Welcome to the results recording for the Slippery Slope contest. First off, Amoeba Dreamer with Down the Slippery Slope. I wasn't able to immediately detect any kind of rhyme scheme or meter, so I went through and looked at end rhymes and number of syllables per line in more detail, and still wasn't able to find anything that was consistent all the way through. With the number of rhymes in there, like me, tree, old, cold, slope, hope, and heart depart, I would have expected there to be more consistency in their application. Similarly, there was inconsistent meter. Under the wonderful willow tree flows trippingly, but as long as time is old flows strange and disconcerting. I also had no idea why slippery slope was capitalized. I think you could probably better express what you're trying to communicate with more of a grounding in poetic form and tradition. It's good to at least know the traditions that are in place so you can decide which ones to take inspiration from and which ones to toss out. Next, Solar. I liked the drug allusions with White Rabbit, and I liked the way the rhyming couplets came full circle to the first rhyming couplet. I really didn't like the casual racism for the sake of forcing a rhyme. Actually, that whole couplet felt a little awkward, and you could probably find a better way to say it. Similarly, "Look down at me in scorn from the place I once stood" was awkward. Overall, it's obvious you've been really working on your meter, and that shows, but there's more you can do. On to Eternal Complex. "Could bear me" and "unconditional love" don't exactly seem like ideas that live comfortably side by side. Some strange sentence construction, particularly about sentimental stories and coffee. The sentence, "the contradictions of who I am confuse her, they send her naive mind spiraling into unnecessary conclusions, to which she thinks there will be solved by her ugly smile or a sudden embrace from behind," was strange, and yeah, it was quite strange. The prepositions were odd, and it could easily have been split into two sentences. A further emphasis on clarity of language would be greatly to your benefit, but I enjoyed the interspersal of the nursery rhyme. Haruhi, first thing off the bat is that the contraction of "it is the "its" with the apostrophe. The one you want for your usage in the first paragraph is the possessive, which has no apostrophe. Similarly, you use the "allusions" that means references and not false images, which I think was not your intent. It's reasonably contained as flash fiction, but I'd like either more context or for it to be tighter, which I know would have been difficult with the word constraints. Oh, and you use odd verb tense in the second to last sentence. "Would" is past tense, where you slip into past tense again, where most of the second half has been transitioning to present tense. Next, Lumilee. I really liked the setup. It made it much more uncomfortable to have it actually be a letter from her to him, because it would be so very upsetting to read. With the very anime setups like confessing on Valentine's Day and confessing being the same as asking someone out, I was expecting the characters to be Japanese. If she frames it that way in her mind because she's a weeaboo, it'd be nice if that were brought up more explicitly in some way. Now on to Shiasane. In the descriptive passage near the beginning, I like the image of iron bones, but "rent" is the far more common usage for what you're talking about than "rended," which makes it flow oddly. The idea of being principled in fashion seemed a singularly confused image, unless wearing modest clothing is a principle now? Overall, not really clearly written. A couple of narrative points are revisited over and over. Yes, we know she's queen and we know she was enslaved, but somehow other things like setting and motivation for most of the characters remain obscured. Next, Nemere. Dialogue is not formatted like that. Dialogue tags get commas before the quotation mark, and the first thing in the tag is not capitalized. All of the dialogue is formatted this way, which makes it distracting to read. I also honestly didn't see how it related to the prompt at all. There was no downward slide except for the very brief and off-screen degeneration of Alistair's will to be free when faced with guilt and accusation. Not a lot of tension there. Athena! Overall, I liked it. There were no big structural issues, and the writing was competent. I enjoyed the literalism of an actual slippery slope. It seemed like an obvious oversight to not think he was the Nightbreaker and immediately treat him as such, because she's meeting him in the place she was expecting to meet the Nightbreaker. It did set it up well for exposition, but it seemed a little forced. Last, Yume. Scripture are texts which are held to be sacred, not just held by religious dudes. And I think you mean filch where you say flinch. You try to do a lot of linguistically fancy things throughout, but they kind of fall flat. This is one of the drawbacks of having gone through GDW with me. I expect better. So, what you're all here for? The winners. Judging was not particularly easy, and not because I was flooded with overwhelmingly moving entries. Thank you all for entering, but I do hope you can take the crit from this and go on to apply it to the rest of your writing, especially if you're planning to enter again. I don't have concrete scores for you, because I took the lazy track for judging this round, partly because with the poetry entries I ended up really distracted by what was going on with the meter and making extensive notes on that, rather than the usual scores I make. I ended up going with my shorthand of pluses and minuses next to the usernames in my results notes, the number of pluses and minuses next to a name corresponding to how strongly away from neutral I felt. There was only one plus. Congratulations, Athena, on winning first place. Second place was a tougher decision, and I ended up revisiting the pieces contending for it. Congratulations, Solar, on second place. You get, respectively, 4 points and 1 point towards the Anything Goes Writing League Season 3. Trades are pending. Points towards the AGWL trophy for this year will be up shortly if they aren't already. And your next prompt is, You Can't Medicate Haunted. Use it how you will.